From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Several bombs exploded in Baghdad today. At least 13 people were killed. The BBC's Jim Muir reports on the multiple attacks.
In what appeared to be a coordinated campaign, a series of bombs went off during the morning rush hour in many parts of the city and its suburbs. Police said there were at least 14 bombs of one sort or another, some planted at the roadside, others in cars. The most serious attack was at Taji, to the north of Baghdad, where a suicide bomber blew himself up among policemen drawn to the scene of an earlier car bomb explosion. General levels of violence in Iraq are very much lower than at the height of the sectarian carnage 5 years ago. Attacks of one sort or another still happen virtually every day, though, but such a spate of explosions in such a short time is highly unusual.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. In Afghanistan, gunmen in suicide vests and armed with automatic weapons stormed a government building in the eastern city of Khost today. They killed at least three police officers before most of them were killed. The attack comes one day after insurgents struck a military hospital in Kabul, killing at least six Afghan medical students. Emergency officials in Kansas say a tornado struck the small eastern town of Redding early this morning. One person was killed. Nearly two dozen homes were destroyed. President Obama speaks today to the group that lobbies for Israel. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president's address to AIPAC comes at a moment of tension between American and Israeli leaders.
This talk will revisit themes from the speech President Obama delivered on Thursday about revolutions in the Middle East. About a third of that address focused on Palestinian-Israeli peace negotiations. The president raised some hackles in Israel when he said the 1967 borders of that country should be the starting point for peace talks. At the Oval Office on Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a lasting peace must be based on reality.
These lines are indefensible because they don't take into account certain changes that have taken place on the ground, demographic changes that have taken place over the last 44 years.
Many people in the audience at today's AIPAC conference are likely to share that view. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says he will not run for president. He sent an email through the state Republican Party chairman that it had resolved every competing consideration except one, the interests and wishes of his family. Establishment Republicans, such as some members of the Bush family, had urged Daniels to run as a conservative with a strong fiscal record. Daniels had been budget director for George W. Bush. Meanwhile, Herman Cain has jumped into the race. He was a businessman before becoming a radio talk show host. Cain is a favorite of the Tea Party movement. He supports a strong defense, opposes abortion, and proposes a return to the gold standard. This is NPR News from Washington. The Minnesota House voted last night to let the voters decide on whether to amend the state constitution to outlaw same-sex marriage. State law already prohibits such unions, but supporters of the amendment say it's needed to keep judges and future lawmakers from legalizing marriage for gays. The measure was approved by the Senate last week and will be on the ballot next year. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton called the amendment un-Minnesotan. Some researchers in North Carolina plan to recover an anchor now resting in 20 feet of water near Beaufort. It's part of Queen Anne's Revenge, the flagship of the infamous pirate Blackbeard. It sank in June of 1718. WHQR's Roderick McLean reports.
In the coming week, teams from UNC Wilmington, Cape Fear Community College, and the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources plan to attach the anchor to two airtight bags, which, when filled with gas, will pull the artifact from its resting place. Linda Carlisle, secretary of the Department of Cultural Resources, says conservation efforts have been in place since the wreck was discovered in 1996.
We are now working very, very seriously to try to complete the excavation of all of those artifacts by 2013.
Carlisle says that timeline has been condensed because the right hurricane in the right place could destroy the wreck of Queen Anne's Revenge. For NPR News, I'm Roderick McLean in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Space shuttle astronauts took another spacewalk today, this time for some preventive maintenance on the International Space Station. This is the second of four spacewalks for Shuttle Endeavour on its last mission before being taken out of service. NASA plans one more shuttle mission. Atlantis is scheduled to launch July 8th. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.